listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on the interpretation of tongues by looking at the connection between order, unity, and leadership in the church. We'll see how Scripture calls us to steward this gift so that it builds up the body of Christ rather than creating confusion. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have been walking through what the gift of interpretation of tongues is, why it matters, how to guard its purity, and how to recognize the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Today, we need to talk about something absolutely essential to the healthy operation of this gift: biblical order and unity, and the role of leadership in protecting them. Paul gives us a key verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. But all things must be done properly and in an orderly way. That's not a suggestion. That's not Paul trying to stifle spiritual expression. That's a command from the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul. Because God is not the author of confusion. And if the operation of a spiritual gift creates more chaos than clarity, something is out of alignment. Now, the Corinth church was a spirit-filled, gift-operating church, but they were also immature in how they handled the gifts. They were speaking in tongues over each other, giving prophecies without discernment, and creating an atmosphere that was more about noise than edification. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23, Paul writes, "Therefore, if the whole church gathers together, and all the people speak in tongues, and outsiders or unbelievers enter, will they not say that you are insane?" Now, he wasn't rebuking the gift of tongues. He was rebuking the disorder surrounding its use. And that's why in verse 27, he gives this instruction: "If anyone speaks in a tongue, it must be by two or at the most three, and each one in turn, and one is to interpret." In other words, tongues in a public setting are meant to be limited in number, spoken in turn, and always followed by interpretation. If there's no interpreter, Paul says in verse 28, the speaker should keep silent in church and have him speak to himself and to God. Now that's biblical order. That's how the gifts function in a way that maintains unity and makes space for everyone to be built up. And here's what's so important. Order is not the enemy of the Holy Spirit. It's the framework that allows him to move without distraction. Think of the day of Pentecost. Tongues were spoken as the Spirit gave utterance. People heard it in their own languages. But then Peter stood up, brought the word, and gave context to what God was doing. That's order. The Spirit moved in power, and the Word brought clarity. Unity flows when there's order. And in Psalms chapter 133, verse 1, it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to live together in unity." Verse 3 ends by saying, "For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever." God commands his blessing where his people walk in unity. And unity in the gifts means that we all agree on how they should operate according to Scripture. That's where leadership comes in. God has given pastors, elders, and mature believers the responsibility to shepherd the flock and protect the order of the house. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account." Leaders aren't there to control the Spirit. They're there to discern and protect what the Spirit is doing, so it doesn't just get hijacked by the flesh or by the enemy. I've been at a service where leadership had to gently redirect the flow because someone was acting in a way that seemed off. The pastor was not quenching the Spirit. He was shepherding his flock, protecting the unity of the body and the integrity of the church itself. And if we're humble, we will welcome that kind of correction because it keeps us safe and keeps the church healthy. Sometimes people think order means restriction, but in reality, biblical order creates freedom. When everyone knows the boundaries, the gifts can flow without fear of misuse. When everyone trusts that leadership will test and weigh what's given, there's freedom to step out in faith because there's accountability to catch any misstep. We see this in Acts chapter 15. The early church faced a huge doctrinal dispute about whether Gentile believers needed to keep the law of Moses. The apostles and elders came together, listened to testimonies, searched the scriptures, and then gave a unified decision. That's leadership preserving unity. They didn't let division or confusion run unchecked. They sought God's will together and then communicated it clearly to the church. And in the same way, when tongues and interpretation are in operation, leadership should be watchful, discerning, and ready to step in if necessary. And as members of the body, we should be ready to submit to that leadership, knowing that they are accountable before God for how they guide us. Order also means making room for others. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31, "For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be exhorted." The same principle applies to tongues and interpretation. It's not about one person dominating the service. It's about making space for the Spirit to move through multiple vessels, all in turn, so that everyone is built up. Let me also say this. Unity is not uniformity. We don't all have to operate exactly the same way or have the same gifting. But unity means we all agree on the standard of Scripture. We all value the presence of God, and we all want the gifts to function in a way that glorifies Jesus and edifies His people. That's the heart behind Paul's instructions. When the interpretation of tongues flows in biblical order, something powerful happens. The body is encouraged, unbelievers are convicted, and the atmosphere is filled with the fear of the Lord. But when order is ignored, the same gift that could bring life can instead bring confusion. And God will not bless confusion. So let's be a people who welcome the gifts and also welcome God's order. Let's honor the role of leadership, knowing that they are there to guard the unity of the body. And let's be willing to flow together in step with the Spirit, so that when tongues and interpretation come forth, the whole church can say, "Surely God is among us." Now, tomorrow, we are going to close this series by talking about how to desire and activate the gift of interpretation in your own life, not by forcing it, but by positioning yourself for the Holy Spirit to use you in this way. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.